Hello, Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's and Clemson. On today's show, Sherry Matthews joins the podcast in the co-host seat to continue the conversation on local high school baseball. Also on today's show, we'll get into some women's soccer and softball. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. Sherry, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast on this late notice today. A big thank you for supporting our podcast, putting it on your website. Thank you for joining.
Well, you're welcome, Ryan, and thank you for doing the podcast. We're very appreciative to you for being a willing participant in this new thing that we're doing. We're thrilled for the listeners that we currently have, and we're especially thankful for McDonald's and Hugh Kaysen for going out and helping us to put this podcast on our website each week.
Absolutely, and I'm happy to do it. I love covering high school sports, as fans have probably known for the past couple years now. Now let's get into some baseball and women's soccer and softball. Some big games this past week. The Clinton Dark Horses losing to West Bladen 15-8, giving them a 4-2 record moving into the season, 2-2 in conference play. They are fighting for that top position against Midway. Obviously, Midway did beat the Dark Horses in a 11-0 win. Let's talk about some conference games there. Midway and Clinton, obviously top two teams in that conference. But as we look through their schedules here, as we get these papers out, Midway has a few wins, a few big wins over Triton, 11-1. They have a 7-3 overall record. Obviously, state champions a few years ago.
Right.
And looking back a few years ago and then a state championship run, and they made it last year, I believe, too, or 2 years.
They do, and Jason Fussell's still their coach,
yes.
I see, and he has done a phenomenal job with them. And does he have, Ryan, a lot of folks coming back this year?
He does. Obviously, they have a great team, but they did struggle against Pender. Their 12-0 loss. Darren was at that game.
Right.
Our cover, our stringer for the Midway, was at that game. A 12-0 loss for Midway against Pender to give Pender their first win of the season. Then they turn right back around a couple days later, and they play a big game against Clinton. Obviously, a big game the past couple years, but they demolished the Dark Horses 11-0. So a big win for Midway there. Probably a good playoff potential game there. We might see that game in the near future being a good game. They meet again on April 5th at Midway this next time. So it should be an interesting game. It's interesting to see round two for the Dark Horses and the Raiders.
Do you think the Dark Horses will have a shot playing in Raider country?
They might. We saw they had a chance a few years ago, but Midway is such a great team this year.
They are.
Obviously, they can turn around their team quickly, as you saw that week against Pender and Clinton, not being able to hit the ball against Pender and then being able to hit the ball against Clinton. So a big time opponent for the Midway Raiders, county rivalry there in all sports, but especially in baseball in the past couple of years.
True. And I see on this schedule, too, that Midway plays Pender again, this time at Pender.
Yes.
And they lost 12-0 at Midway, so that's going to be a huge game, I would think.
Yes, and Pender got their first win of the season against Midway there, so we're let down for the Raiders fans there. So it should be interesting to see that game, and it's also the game before the Clinton game, and it's the day before the Clinton game.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be a tough schedule for the Raiders there at the end of the season. Obviously, spring break will give them a week off for the rest of the season to end out, and then playoff will start. Should be an interesting playoff, but we'll get into that as playoffs get closer. Now our main subject of the podcast is women's soccer. We didn't get into that last week as we ran out of time, ran short of time, and Darren will be back with us next week to talk about some Midway soccer, but let's talk about some Clinton soccer today as the Dark Horses beat West Bladen 9-0 in their previous game, and Union also last week 11-0. Obviously, not that much competition.
No, it doesn't look like it.
In their conference. The Dark Horses are 8-1-1 in the conference, and overall 4-0 in conference play.
They've had some shutouts, too.
Yes.
It looks like most of them have been shutouts.
Yes, mercy rule on some of them.
Right.
You see this a lot in the past couple of years for women's soccer. The conference is not that strong as it used to be when they were with Swansburg or Croatan. But going into playoff time, as you saw last year, they did lose to Carrboro in the third round or fourth round, I believe. Can't remember which round, but it was a late round playoff game. A very good overtime loss for the Dark Horses. I say very good loss because they did play excellent to Carrboro. At that time was the best team in the state. Just a great team there. But now we're in this next season. Obviously a tough loss to Hoggard to begin the season.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously a 4A school. You can give a little slack on that. But some big-time wins this year already. A Midway 7-0 win. Midway might be their best competition of the conference. Then you got East Bladen as well,
right,
later in the season. Now let's, you mentioned All-American before we started today, All-American Sports. Let's mention that for a little bit.
Yeah, Ryan, let's talk a little bit about that. We are thrilled to always do all-county sports. That is one of the things that we have advertising sponsors for, and we're very appreciative of the sponsors that support us in that. But it's a way for us to promote the students who are named all-county athletes through the Sampson County Sports Hall of Fame or the Sports Club. And we're coming up on our final season of all-county with spring sports, which will publish at the end of May. And we hope that viewers will take a look, or listeners, I should say.
Listeners, all right. And where can they find these? Obviously, in the paper.
In the Sampson Independent, the newspaper, and also online at clintonnc.com.
That's where you can find us as well, the Sampson County Sports Podcast, every day on the clintonnc.com, advertised on the paper as well. Now let's go through some records here. I'm sure everyone wants to know about how things are going in the county standings. For women's soccer and softball, as we did not get to mention them last year. Clinton 8-1-1 in soccer, 4-0 in conference play. Their closest opponent is Midway, 7-2, 3-2 in the conference. They'll meet up again this upcoming season in the next coming weeks, and it should be an interesting matchup there. And then Lakewood and Hobton, 3-6, 4-6 respectively. And then Union struggling at 0-10, winless on the season. But again, a tough conference there with Clinton and Midway in that conference. Softball, big sport in Sampson County, 1-6 for the Dark Horses. Midway is 3-4. The best team in the county is Hobton, 8-1.
Wow.
Surprising there. Big record there for Hobton. Maybe they could make a state championship run.
It might could.
And so we have a lot to look forward to this upcoming spring sports season we're midway through the season. Obviously, spring break will be a week off for all these teams to get ready for the rest of the season and the playoffs.
It's hard to believe we're already midway through the season.
That's right, and it feels like just yesterday we were talking about some high school football.
Exactly.
And so we want to thank Sherry Matthews for joining us today. Thank you so much. So that does it here for the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. For Sherry Matthews and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.